Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Thursday, 7th of March. Firstly, in Bangladesh, a level 3 warning has been issued in the ports of Chittagong, Cox's Bazar, Mongla and Pera due to thunderstorm and rain in the area. At least 2,000 tourists are stranded on the St. Martin's Island in the Bay of Bengal due to closure of ship services. Forecasts suggest that the bad weather will continue for the next 24 to 48 hours. All fishing vessels are advised to avoid venturing out to the sea until further notice. North Bay of coastal Bangladesh joining areas are likely to be affected by the thunderstorm. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution due to bad weather and to expect delays in ports and closure of major services in the area. In Pakistan, on the directives of the federal government, the Sindh, Punjab and Balochistan governments have sealed several establishments run by Jamaat-e-Dawa and Falaha Insaniyat Foundation. The action comes after the Ministry of Interior conducted a meeting with provincial governors to implement National Action Plan of 2014 for banning of organizations accused of terror activities by the UNSC or the Security Council. The order to ban the organizations was also done to meet the requirements of the Financial Action Task Force, which monitors illegal money transfers and terror-related financing. In India, the Indian Air Force displayed parts of AMRAAM US-made air-to-air missile as evidence to prove that Pakistan allegedly deployed US manufactured F-16 fighter jets during an aerial raid targeting Indian military stations in Jammu and Kashmir. India and Pakistan conducted air raids on each other's territory after a suicide bomber killed 44 Indian soldiers by attacking their convoy on February 14th. According to the Foreign Arms Sales Agreement between US and Pakistan, Pakistan is not allowed to use the F-16s for offensive actions against. If proven, there might be serious escalation between Pakistan and the US. In Nepal, the Rashtriya Janata Party of Nepal withdrew its support to the central government yesterday. The decision came as a protest after its elected members of parliament and 11 others who were accused of murder were sentenced to life imprisonment. Major protests by the Rashtriya Janata Party of Nepal are likely in major cities of Nepal. Please check us out at www.apexsense.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apexassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships.